Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
Today is the middle of spring break.
Oh, yes.
What are your kids doing for spring break?
Well, one of them is at the camp still, which I get to go visit him soon. I don't want to say which day because I don't like people to know when I'm out of town, but it's coming up really soon, and so I'm excited about that. And he's
and for the listeners that cannot see your face, you're pretty excited about that.
I am. I actually just got a video of him donating blood.
Wow.
And he was really excited about that. He was like, Aunt Panda, I saved three people's lives with donating blood one time.
What a great response.
Mm-hmm. So it was like, wow, that's what I said. What a mature response. Look at you go.
I saved three people's lives.
Yeah. And he was like, I get to do it in 53
How
more
old
days.
Is he again?
16.
That is a really mature response for 16.
Very. It was something I had to sign off that he could do and whatnot. But I thought that was really powerful and really cool. So that's what he's been up to lately, and I get to go see him soon. And then my other nephew, James, so in our household, we require them to do a sport every season, keep them busy, not on your phones, not getting lazy.
Good call.
they think we're strict, but I think it's just good.
They'll appreciate you later, trust me.
Right. So he's in track, and so he's like, I do not like you right now because now I have to get up early on my spring break because they do practice in the mornings, which it's like, I think it's amazing. You still maintain your sleep schedule. You can't be up all night. You're busy throughout the day. So he's been busy with practice for track.
So is he doing the running or the throwing?
Running.
The running.
Mm-hmm. He chose to do running so he can condition for football and then in turn go and back into wrestling. So he does. But I think next year he's going to do lacrosse for spring, maybe even baseball.
Okay. Okay. Well, my youngest son did track as well, and he did the throwing sports.
That's right.
To get ready for football.
Like, yep. Yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
Because he wasn't phenomenal. He really enjoyed the throwing sports. But my favorite memory in these last 20 seconds is he was a bigger kid because he was doing shot put.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had what they called the fat man relay.
Okay.
And all the bigger kids would do the 4x100. And here's my son at 220 pounds doing that last leg. And so they called
I like that. That's good. That's good. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Hey, guys, it's Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Half an hour ago, you were talking about your boys, and one of them might switch to baseball.
Yeah, it's up in the air, but he really wants to do baseball because his best friend's doing it right now.
Well, for those listeners that don't know, Baron has three hats that he wears throughout this community.
Oh, yeah.
Right now I'm doing my KSLM hat, which is a lot of fun, and I do my Kicking Cancer hat on the weekends, but I also have a baseball hat that I wear.
Yes, you do.
And the Mavericks League, and I just keep telling people that you're used to the fact that there was one team in a traveling league, and for 25 years there was one team.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's four teams and one league out at the stadium.
Right.
That's part of what I'm trying to get people to understand. But baseball doesn't start till the first part of May, and that stadium is already being used. And this week, starting today, we have an 8-team round robin tournament.
Okay.
And your son, if he was playing baseball, Wilsonville is going to be at that tournament.
Oh, I love it. We're always so good in sports in the state. I love it.
Well, you guys are really good because there's 8 teams. And 5 of those 8 teams are the number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The 5 best 6A schools in this state will be playing in that tournament.
Okay. And what times do those play in case? And what's the cost?
So it's $10 to get in.
Next to nothing.
$5 parking. So you have to pay to park your car, then $10 to get in and watch the game.
Okay.
The first game is actually today at 11:30 in Cascade.
Oh.
Which is the only non-6A school that, I mean, kudos to Cascade, because they're playing against the 5 best schools in the state.
Holy smokes. And Cascade's 6A. In Turner, right?
Cascade's in Turner.
Yeah.
And they're 4A, but Cascade plays Ridgefield.
Good for them.
Ridgefield is just outside of Redmond.
Yep.
Ridgefield is the number 1 baseball team in the state of Oregon at the 6A level.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, it's kind of a David and Goliath matchup. Yeah. But then at 2 o'clock, Reynolds plays McNary.
Okay.
You know, hometown school. The 4:30 game today would be a lot of fun because South Salem is playing North Salem.
Oh, that's a good one. That'll be a good one.
Seriously, if you're in 4:30, most of us are off work or almost off work. South Statham plays North Statham, $10 to go watch that baseball game.
Yep. Go support.
And then tonight at 7, you can go hang out with Amanda because Wilsonville is playing West Albany.
Okay. And these aren't all 6A teams. Well, obviously, because Cascade, but Wilsonville's a 5A, from my understanding.
Well, according to baseball, 6A's, they're 6A in baseball.
Okay, they do different with...
I think it depends on the sport.
I think they do different with wrestling, too, because I think we're 5A with football, but not with wrestling.
Yeah.
So interesting.
What the website is saying is that 7 of these are 6A, and then Cascade is still 4A.
Right.
But it's going to be some really good baseball. The great thing is with this AstroTurf, it is a multi-use field.
I love that.
And the rain isn't going to affect. There is absolutely no dirt on that field.
Yeah.
It's 100% AstroTurf, and the stands are great. $10.
I love that the Volcano Stadium's incorporating the high schools, and maybe I didn't know that they've done it before, but I think it's just cool that under that field so much happens.
Yeah, well, there's more happening. I'll play about half an hour.
All right. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio. And we were just talking on our last segment about the baseball, Volcano Stadium, and how they're kind of bringing together other high schools, because I didn't know they did that, and that's really cool. You guys are really rolling out a lot of new things, it seems like, lately, with the turf, everything. And every time I drive by, I look over, and there's something going on there.
Well, and the great thing about the way the turf's set up now is... when it was dirt, that pitcher's mound was permanent. It's just this mound, right? So it had to be baseball. The mound that you see now is either 6 or 8 pieces, but it can be detached and taken off the field in an hour. Becomes a soccer field. An hour, it shifts from baseball to soccer.
Yeah.
We have now already detached it and moved it forward a little bit for Little League.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't want it as far back as the big balls,
right?
So by the mound being mobile, it also makes it available to do more things in that stadium.
Right, yeah.
Softball has a different feel than baseball.
Yes.
And we can put fencing in the outfield so that we match our field with a softball field.
Yeah.
It is truly a multi-use field out there now.
That's awesome. And I know one thing that Mickey was saying when we had him on recently is that the mound, when you're on it, you can't tell that it's fake. It's very much... just because it comes apart doesn't mean it's not as if it's the real thing.
Well, and I would trust Mickey's opinion on that because most people don't even realize Mickey was a pitcher. That was his job, or that was what he positioned he played when he was in high school and in college. And I remember when I first got involved with the team or with the league, he was actually playing a little bit with the Volcanoes. And I would see him with his shoulder iced up because he's a pitcher.
Right.
So if anybody would know that the mound is not... doesn't feel like a normal mound, it would be Mickey.
Yeah. So that's awesome. What else is new?
Oh, do I have enough time? well, I kind of alluded to this a little bit ago. I'll give you a teaser. We can talk about some more. But we're trying to find a way to get more fan engagement.
Absolutely.
More fan.
Make it fun.
And better food.
Yeah. Oh, yum.
So in my last 15 seconds, I will tell you that you can now get Matt Miller's
food
at Volcano Stadium.
Oh, and we love Matthew Miller. He's been amazing, huge pillar in this community with everything he's done from foster kids, everything.
Well, there's more
that's
coming.
Awesome.
I'll tell you about it in half an hour.
All right. We'll be right back. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We're having a good conversation today.
We are.
There's a lot of laughter going on a little bit ago.
I wish we had a live cam in our studio so that we could replay and broadcast the footage.
Well, I didn't give you a heads up of what I was going to do, and I think you were just going to follow your chair with laughter. My job out there, I'm the marketing promotions executive, and I've done marketing promotions for years. It's really fun what I'm given the opportunity to do because, you know, Jerry Walker, Lisa Walker, they have been in baseball for 30-plus years. They understand the business of baseball.
Yeah.
And like Mickey said when he was in the station, we're in the business of selling fun.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge right now is that when the team would leave and go on the road and come back – they would be gone for a week. And so when they came back, it's like, oh, the Volcanoes are back. And so there was more excitement for them coming back.
Right.
Having a game Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 games Saturday, Sunday, start the whole thing over again. It's a lot of baseball.
Right.
And so we're trying to create more fan engagement.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is food.
Oh, I love food. And you had
Matt
me at food.
Matt Miller, mm-hmm. we're working on, and nothing's official, but we're working on finding ways to get food trucks in the stadium so you have options for food. Obviously, food is a big part of the experience of going to a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But for anyone that has a chance to go to YouTube, just type in San Diego Chicken. And for the younger listeners, you may not know the San Diego Chicken, so I encourage you to use YouTube. In the late 70s, there was a DJ down in San Diego that had been let go, and he was part of his act when he went around town was he would put a chicken costume on.
Okay.
And that's how he promoted the radio station, was his chicken costume.
Okay.
So he was a San Diego Chicken.
No, you guys, I will not be dressing up as a chicken.
No. But... then the station let him go, and the San Diego Padres were just having trouble getting people to show up to this. So they hired him and unleashed him, hatched him. In front of 47,000 people, a big egg came out, and the chicken was hatched, and he became entertainment for the crowds.
Okay.
And he was hilarious. I just really encourage you to go find his videos. The Mavericks League has decided to unleash Banana Man.
Okay.
And it is fan engagement. It's fan entertainment.
Yeah.
And I showed you a little clip of what we're going to do.
Yes. Yes, you did. And that was probably the highlight of my day. The highlight of my day. That was amazing. I will go to the baseball games just to watch that.
Yeah. One of the fun things we're going to do is, you know, Banana Man's job is to entertain the crowd,
mm-hmm.
to create fan engagement. We have now got little costumes so that little bananas can follow Banana Man around the costume around the stadium.
little bananas.
Your children would like to be little bananas. But the Mavericks are looking at ways to get more fan engagement, more entertainment. We have great baseball players. We just signed a player from Japan. We signed a player from Australia. The players are going to be good.
Yes.
But we want you to have fun at the same time.
Right. The littles having fun and just being, having it be a whole round family fun time.
I have a
time.
Feeling that Amanda has now decided that she will watch at least one baseball game.
At least.
And laugh at the banana.
I cannot wait. All right, you guys, you have a blessed day. Bye-bye.